KQED.
Millions of California school kids are strapping on their backpacks and heading to class this week to begin the new academic year. And this fall, many teachers are still in their jobs thanks to Proposition 30, which is pumping new money into public education. Over the past 5 years, schools lost roughly $20 billion in state budget cuts. But as the California Report's education reporter Anna Tintakalos explains, the tax measure approved last fall is allowing many schools to finally start to recover.
This is the multi-purpose room and my cute kids.
Michelle Murphy is one of those principals students consider cool. She's striking at almost 6 feet tall and greets her pint-sized students with a smile and handshake just like celebrities greet their fans.
Good afternoon, friends. One of the best jobs you can have is an elementary principal. You get a fan base.
Murphy is in charge of West Elementary, a suburban school nestled among cookie-cutter homes near Sacramento. It's one of 61 schools in Elk Grove Unified, the fifth largest school district in the state. This year, Murphy has another reason to love her job. She didn't have to lay off any teachers. Last year, it was a different story. She had no idea how many teachers would keep their jobs after getting pink slips.
I can't even put into words, to be honest, how it feels not to have to think about it, because when you have 34 teachers laid off and you only have a staff of 52, it is hard to do the things you need to do for kids.
One of those kids is 11-year-old Kevin Lee. Last year, he had to say goodbye to his fifth grade teacher.
She got a little emotional. I got a little emotional, and it's really painful for us, for someone who is our favorite teacher to go to another school.
Because you guys become friends?
We gain trust.
Now, much of that teacher turnover stress is beginning to fade in Elk Grove Unified and in many school districts. That's because Prop 30, approved by voters last fall, is helping deliver $2.5 billion more to schools this academic year. Prop 30 also tosses out the old funding formulas and brings in a completely new way for the state to hand out money to schools.
Everybody wins, but some districts win more than others.
That's Michael Kirst, president of the State Board of Education. He says all districts will see an increase in their base level funding.
Now, all of a sudden, districts have more money. The districts with low income pupils and English learners have even more money than the average district. And the question becomes, what are they doing with the money?
This approach gives districts the freedom to spend the new money any way they want, but they must produce academic results.
Essentially, there's a new philosophy here. We're not going to tell you how to spend your money. We're going to tell you what goals you have to reach for pupils. So we're getting out of the how and being much more clear on what you need to achieve.
In Elk Grove Unified, district officials plan to bring back freshman sports, summer school, and adult education. Superintendent Stephen Ladd also wants to use the Prop 30 funding to help Elk Grove carry out new Common Core standards. These are tougher national standards aimed at teaching students more analytical skills. The standards call for students to use high-tech gadgets to do assignments and take tests.
The new curriculums that are coming out, many of them are web-based that give opportunity for both parents and students, for that matter, 24/7 access to go online.
And that will take money. But Ladd says his district can't agree yet on which technology to invest in.
Computers are going to do high-end graphics, tablets in some settings. We're going to need some potential handheld devices. So I think it's going to be all of the above. And that's what I think everybody's looking to try to understand right now.
The district also plans to spend a big chunk of the money on training so teachers can use the technology to carry out their lesson plans. Preparing for Common Core is actually a big concern with teachers across the state. Elk Grove teacher Atoya Roberts sums it up.
I would personally like more training. Like for my students, they may not see certain lessons online because I don't have the equipment or the confidence to show them that.
It's going to take a lot of confidence to get this new way of teaching off the ground by next year. Many educators say now, instead of worrying about their jobs, they're worried about how they're going to get their students to learn the new standards. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tintakalos.